Hello, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher, and I'm your host, Ali. Well, in this program, the teacher, we try to answer some of the major questions about Islamic teachings. Please stay with us. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear listeners, today in this show, we're going to be talking about prophethood and why do we call Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to be the seal of the prophets? And what is the meaning of this seal? Is it clear or is it something ambiguous? Well, we have many traditions which prove the seal of the prophethood of the Prophet of Islam, among which are, among the traditions recorded by Jabir ibn Abdullah Ansari, he records the Prophet as saying, among the religions, Islam is like a house which has been built and completed and made beautiful, and only one mud brick remains. Whoever enters through there or looks through that says, how beautiful. But this has an empty place. I am that last mud brick, and all prophets end with me. This is in Tafsir Majmu' al-Bayan. So, in other words, Prophet is saying that this beautiful house, which we call Islam today, it was a stepwise process for this house, if you can imagine a house and parallel it with Islam, this house to be built. So 124,000 of all the prophets, they worked hard on building this house or this building. Okay? And that last brick in this house is the Prophet of Islam, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If he's not there, then the house does not look as beautiful as it is supposed to be because that one brick is missing. So Prophet being the last brick, once he's put in place, everything looks perfect. And this is how you can look at Islam. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says he's the sixth holy imam, the sixth vicegerent of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, the permissible of Muhammad is permissible until the day of resurrection, and the forbidden is forbidden until the day of resurrection. This is from Usul al-Kafi, volume 1, page 58. Now, we know that different messengers and different prophets, they brought the Sharia and the divine laws of Sharia. Now, before Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Prophet Isa, the Prophet Jesus, and Prophet Moses, they had brought the divine laws from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And before that, Prophet Abraham, Prophet Adam, you know, they all had a set of do's and don'ts, for instance. Now, what happened is, over the passage of time, these do's and don'ts, they were improved and they were progressed. Because initially, when the, let's say, a prophet came like 3,000 years ago, right? They knew the level of the people. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a fixed number of do's and don'ts. And, you know, he limited the message. But when Prophet Muhammad, the seal of messengers and the last of all the prophets, he was to be sent, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala completed the message. So it was a periodic, phased approach that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took. Now we know that there have been things in the past which Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his Sharia, which is Islam, it abrogated, okay? And it sometimes made some of the haram things halal, and maybe vice versa as well, because he was that next level, okay? But after Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this process has stopped. It was stopped explicitly by the Prophet himself. He informed us, it is done. Now, this is one of the arguments that we use to prove, in addition to many other clearer arguments, but this is one of the arguments that we use to prove that Prophet is the last one and there's no other Prophet who is coming after Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In another famous tradition, it's found in Shia and Sunni texts that Prophet said, "You," to Imam Ali alayhi salam, "you are like Aaron in relation to Moses in relation to me, other than the fact that after me there will be no prophet." Okay, so there are many traditions like that. Prophet has informed us that after him there is no other divine prophet that will be sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Stay with us for a short break, and once we come back, we're going to talk about some of the interesting points about the knowledge of the Prophet. Stay with us.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I am Brother Mahdi. Today, we're going to talk about Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household, as the seal of all divine messengers. So, the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household, is the seal of all divine messengers. Thus, he is the last messenger from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And being the last messenger, it is the Holy Messenger Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household, whom has completed the work that was originally begun by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's first messenger and holy prophet, Adam. So this one divine message, Islam, was continued through the ages with messengers and holy prophets such as Noah, Abraham, Moses, Jesus, Joseph, Jacob, Ishmael, Isaac, and thousands of others, until it finally reached the peak and the best and the conclusion of messengership with the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him. So since the Holy Prophet of Islam, Prophet Muhammad, is the last, as they say amongst us, that, you know, you save the best for last. Truly, the Holy Prophet of Islam, the most complete form of prophethood, the most complete form of a human being, the most beautiful form of akhlaq and morals and ethical values. We see that it says that the Holy Prophet has been sent to perfect the akhlaq. Wow, brothers and sisters, we are so blessed as humanity that we have been given such a blessed and most perfect role model and ideal in the Holy Prophet Muhammad. And so merciful and kind is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that after the Holy Prophet, Allah Himself appointed 12 righteous, pious, truthful, and infallible imams to continue this awesome legacy of the Holy Prophet Muhammad in guiding mankind towards ultimate perfection, all based upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's orders, based upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's guidelines sent to us via the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. And today, brothers and sisters, we await the last and final successor of the seal of all divine messengers to bring this world towards the utopian society, the utopian world that it is so desperately starving to witness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasten the reappearance of the successor of the seal of all divine messengers, the Imam of our time, Imam-e-Zaman, Brothers and sisters, thanks for listening. We leave you in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's care and the best care that it is.
We once had a teacher, the teacher of teachers. He changed the world for the better and made us better creatures. Oh Allah, we've shamed ourselves, we've strayed from Al-Mu'allim. Surely we've wronged ourselves, what will we say in front of it?
Welcome back to your listeners. So before we went on to the break, we were talking about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam being the seal of all the messengers and being the last of the divine prophets sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the salvation and guidance of humanity. We looked at some verses and some of the traditions of Ahlul Bayt. Now let's talk about, very briefly, about the knowledge of the Prophet, and especially of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They know sciences, but what kind of sciences are necessary for prophets? They can be divided into like following four categories. Number one, the first science, the first knowledge that any prophet requires is perfect recognition of God, His names, and His qualities. So this is the first and foremost requirement in the knowledge of the Prophet. So if the Prophet does not recognize his God and his names and his qualities, then, you know, he can't really do much. He cannot be a divine prophet. A divine prophet has to have knowledge about these things. Number two, perfect recognition of the world of purgatory, barzakh, and its specialities. Complete awareness of the circumstances of the Day of Judgment. Accounting, scroll of deeds, balance of deeds, paradise and hell. So this is the second set of things that a prophet is expected to know. These are the things from the unseen. We have not seen them. We have not died before to see what happens in barzakh. And we have not been to the Day of Judgment to inform others what goes on or what will go on there. With the Prophet, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it easy on us is that we have access to all of that information through the Prophet. And since the prophets are infallible and they do not make up things or they do not, God forbid, lie, we know that whatever they inform us about is in fact a reality. Number three, complete cognition of human soul and spiritual diseases and the methods of prevention and cures of these spiritual diseases. Identification of good and bad morals and the method of purifying the soul and discipline and perfection of the self. Now, I know it's a long sentence, but try to understand it like this, that there's a purpose why religion was sent. There's a purpose why Prophet was sent. There's a purpose why all these divine scriptures in shape of verses and traditions have been sent for us. Its purpose is for us to become successful by getting rid of those spiritual diseases. We need to be able to identify those spiritual diseases to begin with. And then the solution is also provided. It's not just identifying the problem, which is half of the problem, right? Now, about the morals, one of the traditions says that the purpose of the Prophet Muhammad being sent is so he can perfect our morals and ethics. So for the perfection of morals and ethics, he was sent. Now, similarly, we know that our soul is something that is to last. Our soul is going to stay. The body is going to decay after we die, right? Now, the soul, it has specific needs. Who informs us about those needs? It is the Prophet who gives us information about all these things. the soul, the spirit, the ethics, the morals, right? What is good, what is bad, he defines all of it. Last but not the least, complete knowledge of all the laws and programs of religion, following which can guarantee the success of man in the world and the hereafter. So brothers and sisters, Prophet has to be somebody who knows it all inside out. What is in the religion, what is in the laws of the religion, and the program of the religion itself, he has to know it all. With this, we leave you in Allah's care and thank you for listening to today's show. Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed today's episode of The Teacher. Don't forget to log on to our website at www.parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care and bye. La ilaha illallah.